On a Friday, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning, I'm David Green.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. This week, millions of Westerners from California to Oregon and Nevada received loud emergency messages on their phones about a manhunt. It was an Amber Alert, an emergency broadcast with information related to a child abduction. With Amber Alerts going digital, some child advocates are concerned that the new mobile alarms could create a backlash. Here's NPR's Steve Henn.
A couple nights ago, I just closed my book, turned off my light, and was drifting off to sleep when I heard this horrible shrieking from my cell phone. The FCC actually prevents us by law from playing it, but I shot awake, groped for my phone. My sleep-befuddled brain was greeted with this message, Boulevard, California. Amber Alert. Then there was a license plate number and a make and model of a car. Groggily, I Googled Boulevard, California, this town, and discovered it was 541 miles away from my house. That's more than the distance between Washington, D.C. and Detroit. So I went to sleep that night somewhat mystified. Why was I getting this? And I wasn't the only Californian who was confused.
Yes, definitely.
Jamie Daguerre is at Topsy. That's a firm that analyzes Twitter traffic and content for businesses.
We saw a very, very high spike in the number of people tweeting the phrase Amber Alert and responding to having seen this on their phone.
Before the alarm that night, that phrase was getting almost no mentions on Twitter. Immediately after the alarm, it came up in more than 160,000 tweets.
The sentiment of the overall tweets was definitely negative.
More than 21,000 tweets used the phrase with scared. OMFG came up more than once. The word annoying more than 1,700 times.
The last thing that wireless providers want to do is annoy their subscribers.
Brian Joseph runs government affairs at CTIA, the wireless industry's lobbying outfit.
What we don't want to see is a car alarm syndrome where people disregard the alerts or, worse, they opt out.
The wireless emergency alert system rolled out for mobile phones in the U.S. at the beginning of this year. And Amber Alerts about abducted children are just one part of it. There are similar alerts for dangerous weather or even national emergencies.
People are aware of that on their radio and on their television. They're not aware of it. They're not used to having it on their cell phone.
Robert Hover is at the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
In the case of an Amber Alert, it's an abducted child who's facing grave danger, and we're hoping that the public will help us in trying to find that child.
Hofer says most missing children don't trigger this alert. The kid has to be in grave danger. There has to be enough information about the suspect or the car or where they're headed, then an alert will be helpful. And he says the alerts are targeted. The one I got earlier this week was because the suspect in a double murder was believed to be headed north. And it now seems likely he passed within 100 miles of my house with an abducted 16-year-old girl.
This is a very powerful tool.
But Hover worries that sending these alerts to millions of mobile phones with so little context could create a backlash.
We're limited to 90 characters.
There are no links, no phone numbers, and no pictures. And it's easy to simply turn the system off by changing the notification settings on your phone. Hover hopes most Americans won't do that, but he's worried. So he's asking the FCC and other agencies to allow future Amber Alerts to include links to more information. And he hopes the next time your cell phone makes this sound, it won't be quite so confusing. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.